Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Amid tension between the U.S. and Iran, the Pentagon wants to send several thousand more troops to the Middle East. We're live now with CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons. Mike, why do this?
Yeah, the president has decided that if there's the possibility to send troops, hasn't given a number. The Pentagon, it looks like they're floating about 10,000. They'd likely go to Kuwait. They'd likely go in an area where they could do something, train, protect, you know, defend and protect what's going on there. But it's all about isolating Iran. The strategy from this administration is to make Iran as isolated as possible throughout the world and make sure that they don't do anything to disrupt the flow of oil throughout the Middle East.
So along with troops, what else goes? Fighter jets, warships, aircraft carrier groups?
Well, no, just that one aircraft carrier group is there. Some more fighter jets will be going, Air Force assets, but also Patriot batteries. And those are designed to take down missile attacks. One thing Iran has the capability of is this rocket technology that you bring the Patriot to the theater. It will provide a counterbalance to that kind of military action that they have. If the Iranians decide to launch a missile at U.S. forces, they get a bigger target. The Patriot batteries would defend them.
What is intelligence saying about what Iran may be planning in the region?
Iran, it looks like they are starting to fight back. What I mean by that is they're not just going to sit back and take the United States isolating them. They want to get other countries involved. They've been talking to China. They've been talking to Russia. They're still going to likely continue to fund these terrorist organizations that will cause chaos throughout the Middle East and other countries like Yemen and inside of Syria. But the intel also is saying that the economy is doing very poorly. And so we're teetering between perhaps an implosion taking place from the government or the fact that the government is going to go on more of the offensive if they feel that they're losing power. And if they do that, I'm afraid that's when things can escalate pretty quickly.
All right. Thank you, Mike. That's CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.